Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 2, Episode 2 of Gotham, Knock Knock, written by Ken Woodruff and directed by Ron Bailey. In just two episodes, Gotham has reestablished itself as a more focused, more confident show that actually manages to balance its tone between seriousness and camp. This turnaround is actually sort of amazing, and I really, really hope it can keep this up. Ditching the procedural case-of-the-week elements in favor of a running Rise of the Villains story has done wonders for the show, and allows it to feel a lot more like a real Batman show, which it very rarely did last season. By focus, I mean it doesn't seem like the show is stretching itself too thin. There's still a lot going on, but it now seems like it's willing to let a story rest for an episode or two. Note that this episode does not feature an appearance from the Penguin or Selina Kyle. This allows the show to bring its focus to other stories and allow them to develop. The stuff with Alfred and Bruce, for example, finally feels like the real origins of Bruce's beginning as Batman. Alfred's scene with Lucius Fox is a great way to bring him into the fold, and for the first time, I'm excited to see more from those characters. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Cameron Monaghan, who is absolutely crushing it as Jerome, the guy who the show isn't saying is the Joker, but is definitely the Joker. He may be doing a variation of Heath Ledger and Mark Hamill, but he is an absolute blast to watch, and I hope he gets bumped up to main cast members soon. The episodes end after the maniacs shoot up the GCPD, resulting in the death of most of Gordon's colleagues and new commissioner Sarah Essen, was a classic Joker scene, horrifying and fun at the same time, if a little derivative of The Dark Knight. This time last year, I never would have thought Gotham was capable of striking this balance, and now, it's becoming one of my most anticipated shows every week. Please, dear God, let it be able to keep operating at this level. Anyway, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.